Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching. Here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise halfling ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Bryn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last session, our party ran into the Stone Guards of Gracklestug. After a short battle due to a miscommunication, the party decided to split up, with one group going to speak to Captain Erd Blackskull at the Overlake Hold. They were told there that there had been a lot of changes in the city with the Keepers of the Flame taking over the Southern District. They have also not heard from or seen Thumberchow, the large red dragon, or the king, as he had been held up in his hold and refuses to leave. The other group, and where we will pick up, is with Ivan and Shookashak. So, you guys kind of walk through this city. It is very weird. Like, the energy in this part of the city is very somber. You're kind of looking around at everything, and you make your way through this, like, bizarre area where these half ramshackled carts are set up, and eventually make your way to the Shattered Spire, which is essentially a tavern that is made out of the side of a stalagmite. So, I will switch the map now over to the interior, as I'm assuming the two of you enter.
Duh.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, you guys walk in. Oops. My bad. Where
so,
is
Shookashak? Is that's your name, right? It's not like Shack Shooka.
It's Shookashak.
Oh, okay. I didn't get a good hearing of your name before the chaos and all of that.
Well, you can call me Shack. What's your name again?
Ivan. You can call me Ivan. Yeah, you can call me Ivan.
Ivan.
Yep. Sorry about our little kobold trying to sell you out or get you arrested, something like that.
Yes, I heard plenty of stories about him before.
Oh,
he's so a little troublemaker, that one.
He's well known.
I like that.
Well, I'd offer to buy you a drink and hear about it, but I am flat broke and tired as hell.
Oh, no problem. I toss him a gold piece. Why don't you grab us a table real quick? I'll be right back. And I'll walk away real quick.
Okay, very well.
Can I see any Darrow nearby?
Actually, you do see one. You see kind of over... Let me get his... You see over here sitting by himself is a little... a little creature, kind of shrouded in black, that you would know to be Wurz Saltbaron.
I'm gonna approach him.
Okay. Kind of looks over to you and says,
"Yeah, what do you want?"
Buddy, I was just wondering if you could pass along a message.
Oh. Weird, but okay.
Dang it.
Hold on, I'm looking for his... Okay. You wouldn't happen to... And I lean in towards him. You wouldn't happen to know a fella by the name of Droki, would you?
Soon as you say that name, he kind of perks over and says, "Well, is this business, sir? Is this something?"
Yes. It was just a little forewarning.
Okay.
So, that little kobold friend of his.
As soon as you say it, he puts his hands on his head.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Yes, sirree. And is looking to me like it's about to hit the fan.
Droki is not going to be happy about this.
Well, I did my part. And I dabble on.
Okay.
Way back.
You see him get up and immediately leave.
Hey, who was that that you were talking to?
It's a pal of mine.
No.
Are you good with secrets?
Honestly, I'm a drow. That's probably the one good thing we are good at.
Eh, I'm here for the chaos anyway. So, there's a very powerful man. It has to do with the criminal underworld in this part of the city. Oh, pretty much all the city, actually. I'll just let him know that his friend Flaffle is back in town.
Oh, why does it not surprise me that Flaffle is connected to the underground? I mean, underground of the Underdark is kind of the bottom of the barrel. Basically where I would expect Flaffle to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, there's a lot I didn't tell you about the town. I figured I'd fill you in. It seems like you'll be a part of this shitstorm.
Yep. As much as I hate to be a part of storms made of shit, I am very much connected and attached to the party. Though, the big robot woman is kind of new. I don't really know anything about her, and the other drow can kind of... Honestly, he's a coward, and I do not really care much for him. But, yeah.
We'll figure it out as it goes. So, there's a missing dragon here. There's a king that is currently being hypnotized by a very pretty lady. And,
Probably the best way to get hypnotized, honestly.
Oh,
I mean, you could be hypnotized by an old man. So, what's up? Sorry.
That's a heads up. That is why your kobold friend is pretty valuable.
Oh, does she eat
them? Close connection to that dragon.
Oh, that. Well.
Yes, Doreen.
I don't. Flaffle has a weird way of being able to get out of things and into things at the same time. Thanks for the tip, because that'll help keep him alive. So,
Sugar Shack, make a perception check for me.
Sir.
So, I didn't really order anything.
16.
You hear
a... Wait.
I recognize this sound.
Just sounds like maybe a rock fell. Which isn't uncommon around here, but...
That's strange. Did you hear that?
Well, let's see. What's my passive insight? 16. So I'm guessing yes. Would I have heard that, DM?
You would have, yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm assuming that was probably... I don't really know. I've never been here before, but... We do live in a giant underground cavern, so...
Yeah,
rock?
That's fair.
Yeah?
Could have been a rock.
I've heard a lot of explosions in the last few days. So, anyways, I didn't order anything to drink. Are we supposed to go to the bar to order, or does somebody come to get our order?
Have you never been into a tavern before?
Look, I've been into a lot, but generally I wasn't allowed out of the, you know, the, I call it prison. They called it, you know, the hospital. So,
oops. That's a little rough, pal.
Wouldn't really call that a hospital. There was a lot of chains. Oh. Anyways, yeah, so I through my small time journeying after I escaped from them, I've been in some, but sometimes they have waiters. I just haven't really seen any here. So I wasn't sure.
All right, pal, I feel like I'm going to introduce you to your first spot of liquor. He just wraps his arm around him and he just, like, drags him towards the bar.
Okay. Sure, we can assume it's my first bit of liquor. Probably first bit here.
What you see is a well-put-together bar. and a Dorgar woman turns around and says, "Hi, what can I get for you?"
Looks to Shuka Shack. So it looks to Shuka, or Shack. Yeah, so you wanted to introduce me. I don't really know what they have here. So I guess whatever your recommendation is. Try not to intoxicate me so much that I'm vulnerable.
I take it I've been to this tavern before you.
Yes, absolutely.
How much is it? How much are they charging for their beverages?
Like 1 silver for like the top shit.
How much is a room?
Per night it's 3 silver.
All right, so with that 1 gold, I can get one top shelf drink and a night for a night, a room for a night. One gold is 10 silver.
So I let him know that.
Okay.
Is there anything cheaper? Like, maybe bottom of mid-tier shelf? Maybe something under a silver?
We have that here. It's just... Is that what your preference is?
Well, it's not my preference, but it is definitely my coin purse's preference.
Ah, right. Very well. And she puts a cup or a mug down and starts to pour a cloudy liquid into this mug.
Well, I've eaten worse, you know.
And is it just you two needing a room, or is it?
Oh, is I mean, we have so, others, but I don't have enough gold to pay for their rooms.
Ah, so I see.
I'll just be buying my room for a night, please. Shaq, do you need a room, or do you have a place to live here?
I usually stay outside.
Oh, well, I mean, from one person who normally sleeps outside to another person who normally sleeps outside, want to share a room?
Sir.
No, not that way. I don't swing that way. I'm sorry. I mean, I do take that as a great compliment, but...
I'll have you know, I would love to share a room.
Oh, good, because last time I offered that, I got slapped. Good. Yeah, just one room, and how much is this drink here?
If you don't mind me asking...
Well, it depends on what you're asking, and...
And you notice at this point she has not taken her eyes off of you whatsoever.
Normally when people lead with "if you don't mind if I ask," it's normally something offensive or good.
Well, as she's saying this, Shikashak's just gonna like nudge him to like shut up. Like
go ahead. Don't worry about it. I really feel like I'm out of my element here.
No, it's yes, you are very much so. If I'm going to be quite honest, what is a drow doing here?
That's a very good question. It's a long
story. He's my cousin.
He's your cousin.
Ivan just turns his head slowly to look at Shaq.
Make a deception check.
Huh? Just confused. Like,
as I sit there and I tell her, "Yeah, you remember that one time I told you about how me and Mom slept with a kobold?"
I do.
I'm even more confused.
I'm
curious if my class does anything to help me.
No.
I nudge him back and give him guidance.
All right. All that deception. Oh, I was on to him. And guidance is a D4?
Guidance is a D4, yeah.
18.
Aye, this is another one of your long stories, Shulkashak.
Sure, you got time? I could give you the full rundown.
I really don't.
And he pulls up his sleeves, and like you see what appears to be like a family tree leading down his shoulder.
That's a big tree.
This is a party trick for him.
So, if you look up top, Ima, up at Kobold, but before that, Ima was actually descended from Loth. Imagine that. What happened was, he just goes on a long tangent explaining how, even though he's 100% like human, like is still related to the drow.
Moral of the story, drow live a long time. We're not the same race, but we are distantly related.
That's why I got this gray patch on my cheek.
Ivan just kind of drops casually in between every time Loth is brought up. I'm not a follower of Loth. I'm not a follower of Loth. I'm not a follower of Loth. I hate that spider woman. Every time Loth is brought up.
You don't... Oh, all right. Fair enough. None of my business anyways. The room is 3 silver if you would like. We have plenty of them. No one's really here ever since all of this happened, so you guys are only my only customers currently.
All of what happened? Oh, before you answer that, there will be another drow. He's my relative, so in a way is also relative of Shukashak here.
Actually, believe it or not, we're actually not related.
No, but
I'm related to him,
related
but not related to him.
Different.
They're related.
Married into the family.
I'll be honest, I don't care anymore.
Okay, sounds
sure?
good. But yeah,
Shuka, if I don't cut you, haven't even started drinking yet. If I don't cut you off now, you're going to go on forever. We know how this goes.
So yeah, back to the since hey, what all happened.
Aye, well, as Shukashak was saying here, yes, the king has not been spoke to for weeks now. Won't come out of his castle. Do you know who the Keepers of the Flame are?
Nope, just new in town. Came to visit Shukashak.
They were the Keepers of Thumbachow, who powered all of the forges
Isn't
around
that
here.
That super fat dragon?
Aye, it is.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't actually call fat, though.
Oh, well, big-boned. That's a big bone.
Very big bones.
Very big bones. Anyways, continue. Sorry, I have the mind of a squirrel.
Same.
Hey, what?
It's a little uncle creature
was a...
that, yeah.
Rodent?
Yeah, it's like little rat people, but they
little
eat
mouse
mushroom nuts. Yeah, they eat the nuts from mushrooms. Yeah.
He likes
can't
to
pay
cheat.
Basically can't pay attention to anything. That's their one redeeming trait.
Gonna
redeeming
make it...
how? I don't really know.
Okay. I'm going to have her roll something. Because I think at this point she can understand that you're delirious.
I'm not delirious. I'm just hyping.
Well, you haven't slept in
how
long?
Oh, yeah. I am so fucking tired.
Okay.
Ivan is drained of all mana, tired as hell, and been hanging out with Shukashak, I guess, too long.
Shukashak, I believe Ivan is his best friend.
Honestly, at this point, Ivan likes Shukashak a lot. He can talk his way into literally anything. That's what Ivan believes at this point. He just convinced somebody that a human is related to a drow.
Well,
kobold.
Yeah, kobold.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
You two have fun. Tables are all around. And just call me if you need me. I'll be over here.
Okay. How much is the drink? We never got that.
I tell you what, since it's your first time, it's on the house.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can we get 2 straws?
Yeah, we're going to share this. I'm too broke to buy another one.
Just, and she pours another one and just hands it to Shook Shack.
She doesn't do this very often.
I don't, so enjoy it.
Sweet.
At that point, you would see the door open. Because I believe, timeline-wise, Kazad and Flaffle should be showing up soon.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and add your characters to it.
It's the other drow.
Yeah, you guys see the door open, and a upset little red kobold and Kazad come walking in.
Oh, look, I didn't know he could turn blue. Kazad, how'd you turn blue?
Wait, I'm blue?
Yeah, you're blue, Flaffle's pink. This drink is really strong.
I understand. And I kind of like carry Flaffle like by the scruff of his neck.
Oh, did he do a no-no again?
I mean, given everything that happened at the gate, I figured it was probably in all of our best interest to keep a handle on him.
I didn't kill anyone. That was you, psychopaths.
Ivan hugs Flaffle and gives him a head pat. He did good. He's a good kobold. He's good. He's pink, but he's good.
Delightful. Okay. Where are you sitting?
Excuse me. Silver.
Oh, yeah. The
colors mixed up.
Yeah, I think Shookashack, my dear friend over here, is trying to say that the rooms are 3 silver a night. And I, as much as I want to cuddle all of you, well, mainly you, dear Flaffle, 8.
You're next. Hammered.
Yep, I'm aware. I need to sleep.
Your breath smells like no-no juice.
Oh, yeah, it's real stinky here as he curls up under the table.
Can you put me down now?
Can I trust you not to blow anything up or...
I'm not going to blow anything up. I never had any plans to blow anything up. Here.
He holds Flaffle up to eye level and goes, Flaffle, it's been a long couple of days. I need you on your best behavior.
I'm always on my best behavior.
Flicks you on the snout. Serious.
Trust a bite at you.
A hand from under the table rubs snout. It's okay, Flaffle.
Kazad looks around, sees that
Can
there's
you
not
hold
really
me higher?
Anyone else in the bar except for the bartender and them. And he looks at Flaffle. And he goes, if you cause any trouble, I'm going to tell your father. And he sets him down.
Oh.
Flaffle has a daddy?
My father's been dead for 10 years.
Shampra?
I think he's talking about the
gnome
guy.
Whoa, wait. The halfling?
The halfling. Sorry.
He's your daddy?
I've been
daddy?
Working on my bigotry.
I'm adopted.
That makes more sense. I thought you were like Shookashack's grandma.
Oh, no.
Right. Anyways, yeah.
That's my grandpa.
Oh, at that grandpa. Point, I'm sorry.
The door opens, and in walks a little small gray-skinned creature with a big full beard, a funny hat, and some slippers that look like they got spider webs on them.
Yes.
He walks in and looks directly at Flaffle.
Hello!
Hello.
I was hoping to run into you I eventually, know. This is so much better. I'm here looking for you.
Is this Raffles' underground friend?
He just kind of looks underneath the table.
Hi.
Friend is a loose term. Associate. We're associate.
He kind of grabs you.
I'm a sociopath.
He grabs you by the arm and kind of walks you over this way a little bit and says,
You do understand. It is hell right now. Like, it is a layer of hell at this place.
I learned that shortly after getting in, especially when my comrades decided to kill a guard.
They did what?
I didn't ask them to. I was just trying to, you know, get in here to find you.
Okay.
He claps his hands together and kind of breathes out very heavily. Looks over and says, looks at the bartender, says,
"Come on, it's on me. The party can stay here with me."
A slam of the table as Ivan goes to sit up too fast. Boom! Out. Yay!
Kushak's gonna drag Ivan over to the couch, over, just lay him down.
Yep.
You Droki, what did I tell you? I told you I'd be able to tame the drow. I've already got two of them. I had a third, but she disappeared.
I'm a good drow, he yells out.
He is a good drow. He will
actually,
earn
that is a good
later.
Point. He is going to look at Ivan on the couch and then look directly at Khazad.
Who is very clearly now, like, standing against the door with his arms crossed, not sure who this guy is that just dragged their kobold off a little bit.
Where's that drink?
So you have... You conquered, in quotations. You conquered a prison healer and a higher up of House Durden?
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Yes,
I would appreciate it if you could keep my name and title a little more quiet.
At least you have one. I'm not even worth a title.
I know a lot about you, Khazad.
What's anything about me? Where's that drink?
Hey, Ivan. It's all right. It's all right. Sugar Shack's going to pull out a filthy, uncovered blanket and just, like, cover him with it.
Oh, it's so warm.
And what exactly is it you know about me, Mr. I'm sorry, you have me at a disadvantage.
Droki.
Droki. What exactly is it that you know about me?
Let's just say... Word travels very fast down here, especially when you know.
He just lets out a sigh and
he kind of acts out with somebody getting stabbed.
Yeah. And he just kind of nods. It's like, yeah, that tracks.
How are you out of prison is what I want to know.
That's
all thanks
just,
to
like,
me.
The Stewie Griffin turns his head towards Flaffle.
Flaffle, shoot your finger guns.
Honestly, it was as impressive as it was absurd and horrifying. Frankly, I'm convinced at this point that the kobold has some sort of divine protection that I'm just...
I told you they couldn't hold me. I told you I'd conquer Menzel Barristan. I haven't conquered it yet.
But...
You said that in an off chance when you were drinking no-no juice. That you actually were doing it?
I was not under the impression that it was no-no juice. Someone lied to me and slipped me no-no juice.
Yeah.
Ivan is asleep now, snoring loudly.
Yep.
He's just the loudest he's ever snored.
Oh, they haven't.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a can't really tell when he sleeps. He'll start kicking his foot in a minute.
Okay. Be careful, all of you. From here on, is this all your party?
No. The rest of them are helping heal some of the wounded at the barracks.
We're missing my adopted father and our giant metal friend.
He's here.
And Merlette. I don't know where he went.
He went to bed. That was like the first thing he did.
He went to bed. He's probably tired after murdering that guard.
Yeah, that was crazy. Does he do that often? It was just so clean.
Not that I've seen. You're being very nice to me. I realize... for trying to use you as a scapegoat to try and get past all of my friends so that I could speak to Drunky. He's here, so everything's fine.
And I apologize for assuming that you would be leashed just because you was a kobold. I'm sorry, my meemaw was into some nasty stuff.
A kick of words. Like drows.
Dang. And we don't need to proceed down that any further.
You sure? I got some interesting stories.
That's okay. You can save them for later. Kazad over there loves story.
Ooh.
Almost as much as he likes lemonade.
And at this point, we are going to shift over to Warden and Shampra. So the two of you have been helping the guards that were in the last combat and kind of any of the wounded around there. Their barracks, just kind of deal with a couple injuries, some minor healing things that you can do. But I need both of you guys to make a perception check.
13.
Okay.
That is a 21.
So together you guys kind of hear a few things. You hear some of the guards talking about, to confirm what Sugarshack said. Yes. The king has not been seen in a while, and there's some talks, kind of some murmurs that you hear about potentially foul play that a new assistant was given to him by a traveling person is the only information you get out of it. But they have a new assistant, and since then he's not been seen. You also hear murmurings of... You hear murmurings of one individual in particular. You walk over to him as you're trying to heal him, especially you, Warden, and you hear him kind of just chuckling to himself. And he just looks up at you and just gives you the biggest smile.
Robot headcock?
Doesn't say anything. Just, if anything, like, reaches his hand out to you to put it on your metallic, like, arm.
Put my hand over his hand.
He hands you something.
Okay.
He hands you a pebble. And he just looks at you and says,
"So you always remember to smile."
I don't have facial features.
And then he stops moving, smiling.
As in, like, dies?
Yes.
The fuck?
Above table, I have an IRL story to tell that this reminded me of.
Okay.
When the session's over.
She will tuck the pebble away.
At that point, Shamper comes over and kind of whatever bedding he has kind of pulls it over his face and kind of looks at Warden and goes,
Considering it's a great honor, he shared his last words with you. You okay?
I don't understand his last words.
I'm not familiar with all species, but usually when you die, all of your good chemicals in your brain just zoomed down your body. So he could have been speaking madness. Some people say they see ghosts, dead loved ones. It could be anything. What did he say?
He handed me a pebble and said it was so I would always remember to smile. I have no facial features. I physically cannot smile anymore.
So you've not always been like this? I don't mean to insult, I'm just curious.
Flickers of time before.
You do not remember.
I know I had purple skin.
Interesting. Purple skin, like a tiefling?
No, like our elven companions.
Oh, that type of purple. I was thinking like way purple. Okay.
Shamper kind of walks over to another bed and kind of wrings out a towel of dirty water and puts a cold cloth on a sleeping person.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of like thinks over.
So, how long you reckon you've been like this?
Many, many years. I was asleep for a while.
Sounds like a pretty long nap. Maybe, do you care? I mean, do you care that to remember more? I mean, it seems like if you're asleep and then you're here now, I don't want to get too much into your business, but, you know, we don't really know each other. Not that I don't trust you or anything. Just trying to understand.
I don't know if I have the capacity to care anymore. I have a job.
May I know this job?
To protect the sanctity of death.
So you protect like this silver cord between life and death, like make sure people actually die, like against
necromancy? Yes. That is my job.
That's a good ass job. Me and you shall be friends. Shambra has other family who are in different professions that care about this very much. So
Shambra kind of like glances around the room. Has everyone in the time we've been here kind of been seen? Like there's no one with like protruding dying ailments.
Right, yeah. Everybody's been tended to and seen at this point. And even the captain walks over and just says, If you wouldn't mind, if you have a chance tomorrow to come help. Everyone is tended for today. Thank you very much for your help.
To Hulk, above mm-hmm. table. So I have Wandering Healer as my background, sought after profession as the feature. So if someone in town needs healing or evaluation of health, they may offer to feed you, house your party for a night in exchange for your help with their ailment. If the
she
illness is a wild
has... Woman, already offered to house the party.
Okay. Cool,
yeah. Cool. She paid for rooms, or she told us to tell the bartender that she would cover the cost of our rooms.
Yeah, wonderful. The only reason I bring that up is the second part of it is after you've helped with this feature, furthermore, once you feel someone, they tend to trust you. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd throw that out there.
At this point, like, you don't sense that same aggressions, more of just doesn't trust you. That whole aura is no longer there. like after seeing the two of you kind of heal and work together and actually tend to some of the people, you
I will
get the sense that it's yeah.
I will say that Warden, if anyone was too far gone, she didn't touch them. If they were too close to, well, the Raven Queen's grasp, she did not. She wouldn't have stopped Shampra from helping them, but if it's their time to die, it's their time to die.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, Shampra would have been of the same kin, just in the sense of, like, if it's true illness, can't do anything with it, it's more healing, like, bruises, wounds, gashes, you know, that type of thing.
Right,
you
know, right.
Anyone too far gone, it was a, but he did provide some, how would you say, laughter as medicine, trying to cheer everybody up.
Right, yeah.
With the lasers.
With my lasers. And no, for sure, they are all doing different jobs, whether it be sweeping or something. whatever their little hands can get
through. Lizard sweeping.
But Shepard would kind of respond to the captain just in, say,
yeah, obviously, if nothing comes up with the other party, we're happy to be here. We've been a bit, nomadic, if you will, so I really don't know how long we'll be here, but if we're staying tomorrow, I will come.
I would really appreciate that, and to that point as well, I know it is a huge task of what I've asked you. Coming into a city that you don't even know, and you're not even from this culture, I assume. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but this is not Cracklestock. Normally, we have to worry about Cracklelung and the smoke from the forges, but the forges have been quiet for weeks. Ever since Thumbachow went missing, everything has gone berserk. So, a little bit of light in this proverbial darkness has been nice.
We, at the end of the day, we must all take care of each other, even when we don't want to. And Shampra has seen things worse than nightmares down here, so believe me, I get it, and it's not uncommon for him to not experience things like this, but be out of his home or comfort zone. So it's okay.
Well, I tell you what, why don't the both of you go to the tavern? Get your rest. You've earned it. And your party can just please don't let anyone get into trouble. We don't need more down here.
Understood. I just knowing them, I'm just going to say this. If you hear something or something is reported to you, please take it what did Mama say, with a pinch of flour.
Were there any people here that were in critical condition and would still need watching over through the night?
There are maybe one or two of them. However, you do kind of look back over at the individual that spoke to you. And you swear you see an ethereal raven feather kind of floating.
Warden will look at the captain. I don't require much rest, nor do I require a room. I will remain here with the more critical patients for the night.
Very well, if that is what you wish. We surely appreciate it.
And then her head turns straight back to the guy who died on her.
And the feather's gone.
Okay.
Okay, well, Warden, if you're all right, Shepard's pooped. Some sort of bits. I'm pretty good right now. Unfortunately, I can't leave the lizards because I get too far from them. They dissipate. You know how it goes.
I don't, but I will trust your word on it.
Okay, well, I'll come back first thing to check on you, but I'll come get you if anything goes down, or at least I'll try to. You know how... I'll quit saying you know how it goes, but it's... Shit has been crazy with this entire party, so... Have a good night. Rest well? Sit well? I'm not sure.
Sleep well. I will stand.
All right. Captain, can you point me in the direction of where my party is?
Go out of the cavern, follow the dark lake until you see a tavern made out of a stalagmite, and
okay.
That is a Shadow Spire.
Easy enough. Well, you get some rest too. You look tired. Have a have a tea or something. All right.
And he walks up to the captain and puts his hand over his and he flips his palm a couple times.
Yeah, no fever, but
and he pinches your captain's knuckle and goes,
"Oh yeah, dehydrated. Get some fluids, man."
And he just walks away.
Okay. And so at that point, you guys would also see Shamper walk in.
Oh, this is me. This is like the above world. Very cool. Hello, everyone. And Shamper. New person.
Apparently, he's a friend of your son's.
Is that true?
Yeah, he said something about Flaffle doing something with some no-no juice.
Oh, yeah. Flaffle, you having a drink?
No.
Oh, okay. You're a tourist.
I do not like the drink. Unless I am tricked into the drink.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, I was going to have a drink.
And he beelines for the bar.
Fair enough. If there's anything that you guys would like to do for the evening, we'll kind of do like a round table or round robin real quick of like little things that you'll want to do. But for the most part, you can hang out at the tavern, talk to whoever, and yeah. So let's go ahead and start. Ivan, you are passed out.
Ivan wakes up as he hears the drink thing from Shampra. Ivan will take another.
Okay, well, you have to come to me. You come to the bar, okay?
He looks down over here. But the ground is moving.
That's what I thought, my champion. Why don't you lean into that couch a little harder? I'll bring you some water.
Okay. Blanket smells like mushrooms. Lays down.
It does.
Ivan goes to sleep fully, dead tired.
Shamrock kind of puts his elbows into this very not right sized bar stool, and so it's kind of like, you know, the elbows are right. And he goes,
"Hey, how's it going? Not good. Maybe I bother you for a name?"
Ah, of course. Of course you can. That is... Are you with... And kind of nods over to Shookashack and Flaffle.
Yes, but I've been working with the captain tonight in the infirmary, so... I don't know if I get, any points for that. It's cool.
As soon as you say that, she picks up a giant mug and takes a bottle and says, Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Let's go halfway. I spill it, and then, it's a mess for you to clean up.
Here you go.
Thank you. So nice.
If you've been working with the captain, then we are amongst good people.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Ah, my name is Cormana Earthbranch.
Oh, Cormana, I am Shabra. Kiss. Like a smooch.
Nice to meet you.
So, anyways,
he kind of digs in his bag. He's like,
"Oh, I haven't had to use this shit in a while."
And he just puts a gold down and goes,
"I'm sure someone, they're gonna want more drinks. So, you know, it's for putting up with us."
Fair enough. No worries at all. It's just nice to have company.
Yeah, no, I'll come chat with you for sure. It's nice to talk to someone that you haven't been traveling the Underdark for a really, really, really long time with. So...
Very well. Yeah, I'll be here all night.
Oh, I got some company for you. I want all of my lizards to line up and sit at the bar and act like they are participating in the drinking fashion.
Don't worry, they're magic and they're good guys. But if you ask, they'll do a little dance that keep you in their dance.
She immediately leans in and starts like handing these tinier mugs that she pulled out that are almost like shot glasses, and starts handing it to the, like, putting it in front of them, and like takes a jug of water and starts slightly filling them up for them, and just leans into it and goes ham.
They oblige. Some of them, even their mouths move like they're trying to talk to her, saying nothing at all.
Fair enough. Is that all you'd like to do for tonight?
Shepherd's having a drink. That's what he's doing. Yep.
Yep. All right, Kazad.
Kazad is, he's not getting a drink. He's not really doing anything. He's just going to come over to this chair and sit down, and he's going to take out Duskbringer and going to ignite it, and just kind of like doing the whole like bracing the blade against the ground, and he's just kind of sitting there, and he's basically standing guard by the door and like watching out for Ivan.
All right, Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack is gonna lift up his pants leg, has thaumaturgy on it, clear off some of the mud, and actually, never mind, he's not doing that. I forgot it's on his arm. He's gonna clear off the mud from his family tree, and he's gonna start drawing branches off of it and adding Ivan.
Aww. Oh shit. I just got hit in the feels.
And then he's just gonna cast Thaumaturgy on it again and cover it back up. Also, he's gonna whisper in Droki's, "I heard a rock fall earlier. I hope it was truly a rock, but you know how things are around here. It was a loud rock." And, you know, just go back to doing what he was doing.
Fair enough. Okay.
I will say Shampro will make a point to kind of bring a little tray over with the water for Ivan, and then hand Kazad like a nicer fire water, that kind of thing.
Here you go. I know you've had a long day.
Kazad's going to take it, and he's going to express his gratitude, but he's going to kind of just set it down beside him. He's not necessarily going to drink it like right away, or he's just going to like sip on it, not enough to really get like any kind of incapacitated.
Yeah, Chips, you don't feel any pressure from Champagne. He doesn't like watch you drink it. He kind of just leaves you alone.
We're just going to let Ivan get shit faced by himself.
Champagne will then try and pour sips of water into Ivan's mouth. Come on.
Hold on. Don't waterboard me again! Oh, no, no, no.
Ryan, dude, just take a little sip!
Again?
I think you're having a flashback.
Vietnam!
Oh, he's just having a flashback.
He just starts blasting in the distance.
He's having spicy memory.
While this is going on, and everyone seems to be pretty well distracted,
there's a reason I left you for last. Go ahead, Flaffle.
Flaffle blows up the tavern.
So, Droki? Yes, all my Flaffle friends seem to be indisposed. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we should go upstairs and discuss business.
Why don't we do that?
Wonderful.
How loud are they talking?
Hushed voices.
You can roll for that if you want to.
I would love to.
I'm going to as well. Hang on.
I mean, I'm right there. I guess I will too.
Perception.
Yeah.
I got 11. That ale is feeling nice.
Yes.
I need to do that again because I accidentally. Well, no, I got fuck. I was 9, supposed to 10, roll 11, that. 12.
Well, okay.
How about Bountiful Luck for Kazan?
Bountiful Luck, so what do I roll for that?
You just get to re-roll an ability check.
Oh, sweet. In that case, let's not roll at disadvantage because I'm not in sunlight. Yo, that's a 21.
There you go. Yeah, right. You hear it.
Kazad turns around and looks at Flapple. He goes, Flapple.
What?
He points both of his fingers into his eyes and he points at him. Do not cause trouble.
I'm not going to cause trouble.
Yeah, Flapple.
I'm going to help us.
Shampra to hear it too.
Shampra, a little bit rosy cheeks go,
Flapple, you are being too much for this area. Go, you and your friend go play or have fun, whatever.
Absolutely. Sure thing, Dad.
And takes a drink.
So you guys will go to a separate area. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. What is discussion?
Flapple looks around. Does it seem like anything is anyone's listening in, watching?
No.
The lizards are looking at him. They're not communicating to Shaper, but they're looking at him.
You wouldn't have to have any like bare pieces of meat or something we could like get the lizards to show up with.
He will grab your snout and go,
focus. What is it?
Oh, okay. So I need to procure a few things and you're just the guy.
You under. What can I do for you, Flapple?
That's what I wanted to hear, my friend. By the way, those are some very nice shoes.
Yes, they are, Flapple.
What do these do?
I'm not telling you, Flapple.
The last ones were neat. They made it run super fast.
Mm-hmm. Those the last one got stolen. Though.
By who?
I never found the culprit.
It wasn't me. I would still have them.
Okay, fair.
I did get this handy little necklace, though.
What do you need?
Oh, right. Thing.
I'm trying to keep the tunnels from collapsing. What do you need?
Tunnels? What tunnel?
The entire tunnel system under Cracklestock? The Worldstone tunnels? You know about them.
We'll revisit the tunnel conversation.
Okay, what do you need?
Okay, so I have a few things I need to offload to you. Let's see here. What all I got is he pulls out his bag and opens it up and begins to reach in and pulls out. Okay, so I've got a gold and a platinum plate. I've got a ear here and this walking stick. There's this little onyx ring, a silver necklace. Let's see. Digs down a little bit further. Oh, two azurites, cerulean. And let's see. Got some gold bracelets and a ceremonial wand of ivory. Fancy, right?
That's why you never cease to amaze me.
I found all this in a crypt. Hey, the dead aren't going to use it.
I don't care where you got it from, just don't tell me.
He picks up
that's what I like about
looking
you.
At it. He will offer you the same exchange for gold that they are worth.
I don't know what they're worth.
I will get with you after the game then.
Wonderful. Okay, so I need you to sell all of this. And what I need from you...
I'll do you one better. I'll just give you the cash up front.
Oh, no. I need you to procure things for me. It's dangerous out there. They think I'm with the dragon. Kobold. I'm not with that dragon.
Do you know what happened to Thumberchow at all?
I have no idea, really.
Okay.
I just know a little bit of what goes on here from what you told me when we talked back in that one place.
Lindenstone?
No, it wasn't Blending Stone. That was the
Mental
other
Dareth.
Mental Dareth! That's
yeah,
the
that
one.
Place is a shit show too right now.
But what about your boss?
Been held up.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's not good. How's Blending Stone doing?
He gets very serious and just looks at you.
What did you tell that man before you left?
I told him to wait here. I'll be right back. I might have left him as a distraction. Look, man, there was a snake lady down there. I got scared.
And you're screaming the pudding king.
The what now?
And we will end the session there.
That was good.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.